Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. There is a possibility of minor flooding at Singleton tonight due to the ongoing wet weather events. The New South Wales State Emergency Services have issued the warning because the flood peak is currently arriving at Liddell, which may cause minor flooding along the lower Hunter River. It's predicted the Hunter River may reach a minor flood level of 10 metres. Additional rainfall is also forecasted later for this week, with renewed rises possible. The SES are currently monitoring this situation closely. Low-lying farmland may be affected, and farmers are advised to monitor equipment and their livestock. For further information, you can visit the station's website. The Hunter regions have recorded their lowest cases of COVID-19 in 2 months. There were 16 new cases identified in the past 24 hours, which is the lowest since September 19. It brings the total number in the current outbreak to 4,191, with currently 601 active cases. It included 4 in Lake Macquarie, Mid Coast and Newcastle's LGAs, 2 in Maitland and 1 in Moree, Plains and Tamworth. 11 were infected while out in the community, and there were 5 isolating during their infectious period. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 173 locally acquired cases overnight. And voting in person is now open in the New South Wales local council elections, with a number of early voting options available for residents. For the first time, all voters are eligible to vote in person during the early voting period, with iVote internet and telephone voting also available for those who meet a strict criteria. Cameron Whalen from the New South Wales Electoral Commission says more information about early voting options is available on their website.
All polling places are being run in line with our COVID safety plan. That includes bringing your own pen or using one of the single-use pens provided, mandatory mask wearing, and checking in and out upon arrival and departure using the Service New South Wales app. Voters, as always, are encouraged to keep up to date with the latest advice from New South Wales Health, and you can read more about those measures on our website, elections.nsw.gov.au.